It's Friday. It's Friday the 20th of February. 8 a.m. and already very bright. Skies have, I would say they've cleared. They've cleared to the south above and to the east, but to the west still some nasty looking rain clouds. It's cool this morning, very cool, but I guess that was just a cold rain from yesterday evening and during the night. But the sun's out now. It's breached already. It's breached the roof line in the distance, and it's illuminating me, myself, and the rear of the house, streaming into my study. There's already daylight at 7 a.m. this morning when we rose. So we're getting there, we're getting there. Makes a difference when you open your eyes in the morning at your regular time and there's daylight coming in the window. Makes it much easier to get out of bed. And when there's sunshine coming in your window in the morning, there's something wrong with the world, because our bedroom window faces north. And if the sun was shining in our bedroom window in the morning, something went awry with the planets. But it was lovely in the sunshine. Very low levels of casting massive shadows. Had a good sleep last night, although we have been sleeping very well for ages, and even sleeping more so since the new windows went in. Something we never even thought about was sound insulation. Just feeling good about things we're getting on. The guys are here building a conservatory. I've been getting on with things in and around the house, catching up in that almost endless list of minor jobs to do. And also, excuse me, Miss Blackbird, she almost put my cup out of my hand there. Oh, it wasn't, there she is, who was that then? See, I'm blinded by the sun. I can see now it wasn't her. Good morning, by the way. I was even in the garden yesterday. It was so mild, and I was out pruning. I should rephrase that, hacking back some of the more vigorous shrubs. I found it strange actually being in the garden doing that this time of year. I mean, not even the end of February, and I can't ever remember being out there doing it this time of year. To be honest, we haven't really had a winter. Although apparently, winter's coming back on Sunday. So, in general, feeling good this morning. I'm feeling good about myself, positive. Still got loads of motivation. I just want to get on with things. We've got another job getting done beginning of March, hopefully, and getting excited about that. Really am. I've started to make so many preparations, or so much preparation for it coming. And it might sound daft, but when I reveal what it is, Maybe I've already mentioned it, but go to bed at night just thinking about this, it coming. Anyway, it just feels so good to be feeling good and have so much motivation at this time of the year. I've almost got to hold myself back. No, that was an exaggeration. I just made that up. Just realised it's actually colder than I thought it was. Anyway, sun's shining. What more could a body ask for? Can't wait to the day that that sun warms instantly. The moment it's having to cut through really cold air. So although it's blinding me, it's not producing any real heat. Well, I guess it is in a sense, because if it wasn't there, it'd be colder in my face. But you know what I mean? When you step out the door and warm. Not often we experience that here nowadays, even in the summer. There's something about closing your eyes when the sun's shining on your face, and you have pink eyelids. And you're just sitting there, or lying there, soaking up its rays. And then when you do open them, you can't see where you're going. But it is, it's wonderful to just, as I'm doing just now, have my eyes closed, facing straight into the sun. Oh, the pink curtain. Just so nice here this morning. I have two trees to move, and I don't know how I'm going to do it. I don't think I'm strong enough now. I may kid myself on that I'm fit to move them, but realistically I'm not.